Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got, it's just you and me, this segment, and we're working on, we have Sarah Slatic we're working on getting her on the show, but in the meantime, you and I are going to continue to march. You know, I was talking about the labor shortage earlier in the segment, in the previous segment. I was telling you about the, for decades, I'm talking maybe like 50 years, the number one concern among small business owners when they were polled by people like the NFIB and others, the biggest concern that they had, the thing that kept them up at night the longest, the most, was taxes. They felt like they were paying taxes were too high. And so there was a lot of reform happened. It helped out a little bit, right? The next thing that happened was healthcare. Healthcare was too high in the first part of this century, last decade. Healthcare was rising at double digits every year, and for over 10 years, when you ask a small business owner what their biggest concern was, taxes were second. But healthcare costs was first. And then when you got into the previous decade, what I call the lost decade, eight years of which was in the Obama administration, one of the things that continued to nudge those other two out of the way was regulations. President Obama was the king of regulations. He liked them. And we have the records to show, to prove that. That's not my judgment. That's not my opinion. That's not me editorializing. I've got the reports to show that. And he just did. He liked regulations. He thought the government should have a bigger hand in how you and I do our business. And so consequently, during that period of time, the biggest concern was regulations. And, of course, health care was right behind it, number two. But now we've switched over to another concern. And this is something that in a lot of ways has been going on for some time now. This isn't new. We had a jobless recovery back in the previous decade. I remember in 2003 on this show, as early as 2003, I was reporting oftentimes with Joan Pride, with the Kiplinger editors, I was reporting on what was called the jobless recovery. The economy was recovering, but the people weren't hiring. And so there was no jobs not to speak of because of technology. The productivity was coming from the technology, not from the people. Well, that was a scenario about probably 15 years ago. Today, the issue is we need more people. It's kind of the both issues. We've got we have good technology. The technology's continued. But instead of taking away jobs, which a lot of people predicted, it's actually created jobs. I heard someone reported on the show that when they added robots to a company, they'd increased. They had to increase employment. Maybe not doing what the robots were doing. Maybe some people lost their job because they couldn't. They only did what the robots did. But in terms of the entire job. Entire company, the company's employment increased. And so now what we've got is a situation where we have maybe as many as 6 million jobs in America going wanting, good jobs. And our friend Chad Moutre, chief economist for the NAM, National Association of Manufacturers, he reports that maybe as many as 2 million of those 6 million jobs that are going on unfilled, As many as 2 million of those are manufacturing jobs. And you know about manufacturing jobs, they pay more. They just do. They pay more than being a clerk in a retail store or being or waiting tables at a restaurant. God bless every one of them. They just do. And so 2 million, think about that, 2 million manufacturing jobs in America that can't be filled. It's a crisis, my friends. And we've got these younger, well, let me back up and before I go in that direction. What we're also seeing in the internals, when we look at the internals of these surveys about what keeps small business owners up at night, and the respondents say it's because I can't find qualified people. They're not just saying I need welders and I can't find welders. That's part of it, but there's more to it than that. They're also saying if the welder shows up, he or she increasingly doesn't have a driver's license. How are they going to get to work every day? How can I count on them? Somebody dropped him off for the interview, but that doesn't mean they're going to get back to work every day. They don't have a driver's license. What if I need them to drive? If they don't have a driver's license, they can't drive. Or they show up for work, and they don't know how to act in the interview. This was one of the things that was reported by NFIB in the internals of the survey, that the employer just was so unimpressed with the individual showing up for work for the appointment. They were either late, they didn't know how to interview, they didn't look like they wanted a job, they didn't dress appropriately. When you go for an interview for a job, you got to act like you're showing some respect to that employer. I remember showing up for a delivery job in college. I knew I was going to be delivering furniture. There was no doubt in my mind what job I was going for. I was going to deliver furniture. I was going to get dirt all over me, and I was going to wear jeans, and that's the job it was going to be. When I showed up for the appointment, I had a coat and a tie on, and I got the job. And I don't know what's going on. I do know that we've got full employment right now. It seems that the unemployment is so low, we've got full employment. That's a good thing. But we've got all these other jobs that are going wanting, and I'm not sure how we're going to fill this. But here's the point I want to make. This is, if not already, this is a headwind for our economy. Business owners are saying we can't grow more if we can't find more people to do the work. So this is a big problem that needs to be addressed. We've got to solve this, folks. And I'm sure many of you are nodding your head with the experience that you're having based on what I'm saying. I'm going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.